Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
I found it.
You found it, huh?
Yeah. I was telling BJ he hadn't seen this yet, but they came out with the worst cities in the country.
In the state.
This is the country.
You're kidding me.
No, number seven is Norfolk.
Oh, this is much worse than I thought it was.
Yeah, it's in the country.
In the entire country?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
This is bad driving.
Yeah, because number eight is Des Moines. So this is a country thing.
Okay. I thought you meant the states.
No.
And that's bad enough,
no.
But all over the country?
Yes, and this is the whole country. They surveyed all the worst drivers in the entire country. And unfortunately, Littleton, Colorado reaches number six.
That's us.
Sean and BJ.
Sean, we're one of the worst.
Wow. Did you see that?
Well, you're not. Your wife is, because you don't drive.
Right. Did you see that?
I had not seen that.
Yeah, well, in the
whole... What's the criteria?
Well, yeah.
How do they judge that?
Let's see here. 66% of people from Littleton, Colorado will likely receive a speeding ticket, more than the average driver. 66%.
I'll tell you why, too.
Right.
Because they trap us over
there.
Oh, dear God.
Sean, am I right? They do it on purpose.
Yep.
They trap us when they got to hit their quota for the first and the last. I'm mad about this.
I heard
I'm
there
with
is
you.
No quota. I heard that was a... fiction.
Oh, in Littleton there is.
Yeah, it's got to be.
With the way they bamboozle us when we're on the highway, Sean.
Bamboozle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They sneak.
They set up these vans, Jamie. You don't know this. They set up these vans on the side of the road to make it look like a clunker that's broken down. Mm-hmm. Really, there's a camera in there. And then they, boom, they get you as you go by.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, if you know about it, then you're not being bamboozled. You know about it. You just go too fast by it.
Well, we don't know where they are. They sometimes put decoy vans.
Because I know exactly where I got a ticket, and I know that he's always been sitting there. I just forgot he was going to be there.
Mm. You know, in Littleton, they've got these really sweet, tricked-out Ford pickup trucks that are cop cars.
Really?
Yep. And they'll sneak up on you.
Yeah, they're
you.
Tricky.
Yep, they're
really tricky.
Well, if you're not breaking the law, they're not tricky. Now, are they?
They're tricky when you're trying to break the law.
Right.
So you are 66% more likely than the average driver in the country.
To get a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
There's only three roads that go across Santa Fe. And so they just sit there and get us at all of them.
And every one of those roads, Sean, should be, the speed limit should be about 65.
Yeah.
Instead they're 35.
My God.
You know, and back it down 55 through a school zone. I'm all for that.
Oh, well, thanks. But thanks for that.
Yeah, but these 35s, when you can easily floor it and go, that makes no sense.
That's straight.
They bamboozle us.
It's bamboozled.
They sneak up on you.
30% of you have had an at-fault driving incident. Be it an accident or whatever, 30% of people from Littleton over the entire country have had something where they had an incident and it was their fault.
Wow. I can't argue that simply because, if you remember, Jamie.
Two in a row in one day or 2 days.
I had three in a matter of 4 days.
Yeah.
4 days over a span, I had three different people hit me. Three different people ram into me. And it's their driving, not mine.
But you are a sucky driver.
No.
I have been behind you before.
Jamie,
you're awful.
I have not had a ticket.
Don't say this. Because you know what happens. You'll get a ticket.
It's been a while.
I'm just saying. Yeah. And let's hear. And then the last one is 24% more likely to get in an at-fault accident than the average driver. But isn't that the same one?
Yeah.
You would think so.
Percentage of drivers. I don't know. Anyway, so you're more likely than anybody in the country.
Yeah,
so you suck.
You know what? But I think there are a lot of older people over in Littleton, too. I think the old people are the ones that's giving us a black eye.
Really?
Yeah, because that's who hit me. A couple of old people.
Yeah.
They just rammed into me one day.
No, I've been behind you. I don't know what it is with you, but you kind of go, you drive more to the right than you do the left. I don't know what that is with you.
Yeah.
But you like really hug that line.
Yeah, I'm a leaner. I am a leaner driver. Yeah. I do like to take up my share of the road
so
and more.
So if we're in the five lanes of traffic, I'm literally, you guys, I'm behind him, following him, and I'm trying to get his car to lean back the other way while I'm in my car. I'm in my car looking at his tires go over the white line. I'm like, oh, come on. You know,
oh, those lines they put in the road are merely suggestions, folks. You don't have to stay within them. They're suggestions
that
they put on the highway. If there's no cars around you, okay, you can cross one. It's okay. I'm shocked, though, that the Littleton in the country, number what,
six?
Wow.
That's bad.
We suck.
Yeah. Somebody said, no, BJ, there's no quota. Listen to this. They get a bonus for each ticket they write and each person they put in jail.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
You're exactly right.
They don't get a bonus.
Yes, they do.
They get a bonus.
Yeah, and if they slap cuffs on you, it's even extra.
Really? Mm-hmm. They get $10
more? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, 20. I don't know what it is. But
I feel like this is a lie.
If they send a picture of you on the body cam with cuffs on, I'm telling you right now, I think that's extra.
Sure.
I don't think they get bonuses, you guys. Otherwise, that cop would not have written my ticket down.
Well, you weren't in Littleton.
Yeah, you weren't in Littleton. Littleton's a whole different ballgame, pal.
What, it's like corrupt there or something?
Now, don't get me wrong.
No, it's tough.
I love the Littleton Police Department.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
They're just tough.
Yeah, they're just tough.
They're just tough.
They're tough.
You know what's weird
Hammer
about
down.
They expect the best out of all of
Hammer
us.
Hammer down.
You know what's weird about my town is we don't have a police department.
Where? Oh, in your city?
In my city, we don't have a police department.
You don't have a jurisdiction? Nope. Somebody's got that jurisdiction.
Well, no, it's we go Douglas. Sheriff. We go sheriff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we don't have, like, local.
But you don't have the local.
Nope. Isn't that weird? Because I've called 911 before, and then they're like, we got to transfer you to the Douglas County Sheriff's Department.
County.
I'm like, gosh, this will take a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, they transfer me.
It is a little strange.
I know.
Because it's not exactly a small area.
Nope, but no, we don't have any. Yeah. Nope. It's weird.
Well, see, if you did, there would be stats to support that you're worse than Littleton.
Right. Well, I now they would.
I guarantee you there would.
Because of my speeding ticket.
Right. You're worse than I am.
And that was a Douglas County Sheriff guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You brought down the whole county.
One ticket, right?
That one ticket.
That is crazy, you guys. Six. Number six of the whole country.
When's the last time you were pulled over?
Oh, gosh. It's been years.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. And I got pulled over on my way here the last time.
You
did? Yeah, 4:45 in the morning.
You never mentioned it.
Oh, it was 5 years ago at least. When I was driving myself.
It was back when you had a license.
Yeah. So.
You no longer have a license.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Fine.
You know, is that the case? You know, I'm smelling something here.
What were you smelling?
Have you lost your life?
Oh, have you lost your life? That's a great
point.
Is that not a good point?
Yes.
Sean, think about this. Okay, Sean. Have you committed some crime? Robbed a bank?
Yes.
I don't know. But you've lost your license.
A DUI.
And that's why.
You can only drive here.
Jamie and I have not seen you drive.
No.
In years.
Yeah.
It's been a couple of years,
what
dude.
What happened? Too many pot plants?
You lost your license, dude.
No, I just, no.
It makes no
sense. Shane is a better driver.
It makes no sense that your wife gets up and drives you to work at 4 o'clock in the morning
like
when she doesn't have to. You've lost your license or something.
Something's up. Something's crooked. Something smells fishy. Something's wacky.
You guys.
Something is wackadoodle.
Silly, you guys.
I know. And didn't you say one morning he was even sitting in the back seat?
Yeah.
Because she had stuff in the passenger seat?
Yeah, she had like a flowers or something. Sean was in the back seat of the vehicle like it was an Uber. Like they were practicing their lift or something.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
No, my birthday's coming up in a couple weeks, and my license gets renewed. I got to renew my license.
Wait a minute. So you lost them.
No,
and
I
now
didn't
you
lose
get
them
back.
I'm just saying
that
he's going
back.
To expire.
That's,
no, I heard something weird in that one.
Not reinstated. That's not the right word. Yeah,
I don't know. You guys. I mean, you could have a license and it still be suspended.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you carrying around a license means nothing. Something's up, dude.
Yeah.
You need to come clean.
You know what it is? I know what it is.
What?
It's that damn foot of his. It's too short. And he lost his special shoe, so he can't hit the gas.
He can't reach the pedals.
That's it.
That's exactly it.
Yes. Well, I hope you find that shoe.
Oh, boy.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.